Hey, Lee, how are you?
It's the time of the year we look forward to, and prelim finals, and this tonight could be the fear of failure to all the sides playing to try and get into the grand final in a couple of weeks' time. So let's look at Optus Stadium, the sellout between the D's and the Cats.
Yeah, I can't wait for this one particularly. I reckon it's going to be an absolute cracker, and, you know, Geelong season finals campaigners, aren't they? And obviously had a hiccup a couple of weeks ago in the qualifying final, but we're really good again last week in the semi, and I don't mind them tonight, Lee. I just think there might be an upset brewing here. Obviously, Melbourne and Geelong had a really close game a couple of weeks ago. Melbourne got the job done after coming from a long way back to win that game. I reckon the Cats would have learned a bit out of that and taking their foot off the gas too early. And, you know, the week off before is probably a good thing, but if you're in sort of a bubble or quarantine, maybe it's, you know, it doesn't quite work out like you thought it would. But, I don't know. I've just got a feeling about the Cats tonight, which will break a lot of demons' hearts. If I was tipping with my heart, I'd definitely lock in the D's. But I've got this sneaking suspicion the Cats might get it done.
Oh, you're not running on their parade for the first flag potentially since 1964, Brent. But I guess there's pressure on all teams, isn't there, for a whole variety of different reasons too, as you alluded to, Melbourne haven't won the premiership since 1964, and Geelong, their premiership window is open right now, ageing team, and they've got to get the job done. But as you did point out there, round 23 it was, that was that absolute thriller. But see, there's a difference between home and away footy and finals.
Exactly right, exactly. So, and that's where Geelong, I think, are going to have the upper hand. They know how to get it done at this pointy end of the year. Melbourne, you know, they've played a lot at Optus Stadium since then, but we can't forget the prelim final they had there against the Eagles a couple of years ago where they absolutely smashed. So that's what I mean. Finals are a different ballgame, as you say, Lee. So whether it comes into their heads mentally or not, we'll have to wait and see. But you know what? I'm going to go the Cats. There you go.
And the last time you played, it's not about winning and losing. It's winning and learning. And that can be a big difference when you play again next time. I think it was Robert Wall said many years ago that prelim finals can be the hardest to win to try and get into the grand finals. So you're going for the Cats tonight in a sellout at Optus Stadium. And then tomorrow night, Port Adelaide got a home date with the Western Bulldogs at the Adelaide Oval. And, gee, the Western Bulldogs have done what 2016 yielded. They've done a bit of travelling, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And, you know, that may catch up with them. It may not. Maybe it's spurring them on, the adversity that they've had to overcome. Port have had it pretty easy, it's fair to say, this finals campaign, the qualifying final at home. They haven't had to leave at all over the last couple of weeks. So they should win tomorrow night. They should. Whether they do or not, we saw them upstage in a prelim last year, didn't we? So they've got form of losing in a prelim. I'd love to see the Doggies get the job done. Fontempelli looks like he will play, which is really good news. It looks like he's moving around okay. The unfortunate news, though, is Alex Keith won't play, and he's obviously a really big part of their defence. Cody Waitman is also a really big loss, I reckon, in their forward line. Good to see Steph Martin get in for a prelim final, though. Zane Cordy's also back. He was probably stiff to miss out in the first place. But, yeah, at home, it's pretty tough to tip against Port, I reckon, in that one, and I reckon they'll progress to the granny.
What a thriller last week at the Gabba, eh, between Brisbane Lions and the Western Bulldogs. And good news for the Lions. Lachie Neale is staying, at least for the time being.
Yeah, gee, that was an interesting story during the week, wasn't it? I feel sorry for Ryan Daniels, who broke the story, because there was obviously something in it. And then he's obviously turned around and decided to stay, Lachie Neale. So he's been copying it on social media the last 24 hours or so, poor old Ryan, because it was obviously a true story to begin with, and things do change. But, yeah, it was an interesting turn of events, that's for sure.
And we move to the headline of the whole week, is that Luke Parker will be a Swan for life, Brent.
Yeah, no, that was good news.
Couldn't resist.
I'm not sure how they've done it, Lee, because they're having trouble getting him in the salary cap. So they've obviously worked some magic up there. And
now let's move from the AFL to the TSL. It's the showpiece on Sunday, the big grand final between the rivals of Launceston and North Launceston.
Yeah, can't wait for this one. It's going to be an absolute cracker. Went up for the prelim last week, and Lonnie looked really good after that loss in the opening round of the finals. Again, I just think they know how to get it done here. They beat North last year. North beat them a couple of weeks ago, it is to be said. They've got a very young team, though, North. And that could work to their advantage, or it could work against them, working in a grand final. We'll have to wait and see. It certainly didn't deter them a couple of weeks ago, but I just think that Lonnie might get the job done on Sunday. Obviously, they lose Cody Thorpe, who's going to be a big loss for them. He's been in the team of the year this year. He's kicked a lot of goals for them, been a good chop out in the ruck as well. So He was suspended and got two weeks for his efforts. So Mitch Thorpe actually comes in to replace his brother, and Mitch has only played the three games this year. So it's going to be interesting to see how he goes. But yeah, can't wait for this one. It should be an absolute ripper.
So Launceston for the two, Pete, for you on Sunday. So let's move to cricket. And as we learnt on your news in the last 24 hours, that the Hobart Hurricanes have secured the signature of Ben McDermott until at least 2024. Great news.
Yeah, it is. And a couple of others to go with him too, in Ellis and Wade. So the Hurricanes doing a good job of keeping their star players, because it can't be an easy task, as we just mentioned about Luke Parker. When you're dealing with a salary cap, and we saw James Faulkner needed more money than they could offer. So, yeah, that was disappointing. So James Faulkner not be part of the Hurricanes moving forward, and he certainly used some strong language last week in the way he felt he was treated. But, yeah, anyway, it goes on, and, yeah, they're doing a good job of keeping it together. Three big signatures there during the week, and we've got a couple of more overseas signings to come, hopefully, so I can't wait to see that pick up.
And Cricket Australia is set to scrap the November match between Australia and Afghanistan if the Taliban refuses to let women play sport. What's your thoughts on that one? Disappointing, of course.
It is. I feel enormously sorry for Tim Payne if it doesn't go ahead. Obviously, he's been waiting for this opportunity to play a test match in front of his home crowd, and if that's snatched away from him, it's going to be really disappointing. So that's the only thing that gets me down about it. I think we could cope with losing a test match in Hobart. We haven't had one for a long time anyway, but it's just the fact that we might see Tim miss out, which would be really disappointing, I reckon.
Yeah, what's happening now in Afghanistan is truly a human rights issue, isn't it? So it goes beyond cricket, and I agree with the Premier when he spoke yesterday. All right, what can we look forward to tomorrow from 10 o'clock in the Waterboys, with all thanks to McDonald's, with your good self and Cam Brown?
Yeah, once we dissect the footy finals, there's not much time left, I don't reckon, but NPL's going to be really interesting this weekend as well, so I'll be right across that. Devonport and Glenorchy are locked on points heading into the final round of the season, so the NPL title well and truly up for grabs, so we'll have a good look at that as well. But yeah, footy's going to dominate the show tomorrow, Lee. TSL, AFL, of course, and all the other regional finals going on around the state.
Yeah, it goes without saying, it is that time of the year, isn't it? The pointy ends of the football season. Good on you, Brent. We don't have any trouble fitting you into our salary cap, and we look forward to catching up with you again next Friday morning at this time. And, of course, the Waterboys back from 10 tomorrow with Cam Brown, with thanks to McDonald's. Enjoy your weekend, Brent.
You too, Lee. Thanks, mate.